Welcome to Torati Mecha Nach Yomi with OU Women's Initiative. I'm Sar Malka Reichman. Today, in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chaf Bet, we'll be learning of the tragedy of Nov Ir HaKohanim. The Perek opens up telling us that David escapes to Marat Adulam. Two groups of people join him. The first group are his parents and his entire family, presumably because they're scared that if they stay in their home, Shaul will attempt to exact revenge against them. The second group is described in Pasek Bet. Anyone who is in a situation of duress or who owed debt or who was of mar nefesh, a bitter soul, 400 people in total join him and stay with him from this point and onward. David goes to Mitzpah Moab and requests shelter from the king of Moab for his family. Afterwards, when David departs from the area and goes to Yehuda, Rashi tells us that Melch Moav killed David's entire family, his parents, and all of his brothers except for one brother who got away. Gad Hanavi comes to David and says, don't stay here, go to Eretz Yehuda. The Radak explains that in Eretz Yehuda, people are likely to take care of David and not to disclose his whereabouts to Shaul. In Pasuk Vav, we hear that Shaul hears that David is aware that Shaul is trying to kill him. Shaul is sitting b'giva tachat ha'eshal barama v'chanito b'yado. His spear is in his hand, and all of his servants and his men are with him. Shaul is very upset. He turns to his people, and he says, Shemuna b'nei yemini, listen. He reminds them that they come from Binyamin, the same shevet as he comes from. And he says, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think Ben Yishai has fields and vineyards that he's going to give you? Do you think he will make all of you, sari alefim v'sari meot, important officers, kikshartim kulchem alai, that you have all banded together against me, in that you did not reveal to me that my son made a breed together with David? Ve'ein cholemi kem alai, and nobody is sickened by this for me, and nobody wants to reveal it to my ears that my own son and my servant are banding together to rebel against me. There is one person who is willing to stand up now and make it absolutely clear whose side he is on, and that is Doeg HaAdomin. We're told that Hunitzav al Avdei Shaul, he's really the one who's in charge of all of the servants of Shaul, and he says, Ra'iti et ben Yishai ben Nove el Achimelech ben Achitov. I saw Ben Yishai come to Nov, to Achimelech. And in the next few words in Pasuk Yud, he will determine the course of history. He asks Hashem on David's behalf. He gave him food and he handed him the cherev of Goliath. David HaMelech, when recounting this episode in Tehillim, Perek Nunbet, describes the way that Doeg spoke. His tongue was like a sharpened razor that does deceit. And Rashi there tells us that this is a razor that cuts the flesh along with the hair. We will discuss soon how Doeg was a brilliant Talmud Chacham. But in addition to using his brilliance for something appropriate, as a razor would be able to cut hair and that would be appropriate, he also uses his brilliance to cut flesh, to accomplish his evil goals. The Malbim points out the deliberate manipulations in the way he recounted the story. Doeg makes it sound as if David went to Achimelech in his own home, not to the Beit Hashem, and therefore makes it sound like Doeg never heard what David said, which was, of course, that Shaul sent him there and that Shaul said not to tell anybody what he was doing there. And he reverses the order of what happened. He says that first Achimelech asks Hashem, because that would imply that Achimelech already knew that David is running away, when in fact, Achimelech first gave him bread and a sword, and only then asked Hashem and could have had any accurate information about what was going on with David. And he also says he gave him Cherev Goliath, as opposed to what happened where David asked for a Cherev, and he tells him, well, the only one we have here is the Cherev of Goliath. Shaul immediately calls for Achimelech, and Shaul says to Achimelech, Lamakshartem alaya ta'u ben Yishai. Why did you and Ben Yishai band together against me? B'titcha lo lechem v'cheriv v'sha'alo be'lokim. When you gave him bread and a sword and you asked Hashem on his behalf. And let's listen to Achimelech's response in Pasuk Yudalid. Mi b'chol avadecha k'David ne'eman. Here he's going to explain, as we learn from Malbim, why it was that he would have absolutely no inkling that David was trying to rebel in any way against Shaul. He says, who else is as loyal, who has been as loyal as David to you? V'chatan ha-melech. And he's married into a good family. V'saral mishmatecha. He always obeys you. Not only that, v'nechbad b'veitecha. You yourself have honored him and given him positions of honor. Hayom achiloti l'sh'ol lo b'elokim chalilali. Al yasem ha-melech b'avdo davar b'chol beit avi ki lo yada avdecha b'chol zot davar katon o gadol. Is today the first day that I ever started to ask for David, on behalf of David, via the Urim v'tumim? Apparently David had other missions, and Achimelech, being the Kohen, was the one who asked the Urim v'tumim what David should do when he was on those missions. And he says, please do not imply that myself or my family is responsible for anything against you, because I did not know even the smallest or the biggest thing about what was going on. Shaul acts as if he didn't hear anything, or is not interested in anything that Achimelech said in his defense, and he declares in Pasuk Tzedzayin, Mot tamot Achimelech, ata v'chol beit avicha. Achimelech has to die and his entire family. Not only that, but now he turns to his own men, and Shaul says, Sobu v'hamitu kohanei Hashem ki gam yadam im David v'chiyad. Not only that, go kill all the Kohanim there, because they knew that David is running away from me and nobody let me know. But we're told that none of Avdei HaMelech want to do this and commit this atrocity. And once again, we have one person who is going to be willing, and Shaul knows this, and therefore the Melech turns to Doeg. And he says, "So vataof gaba kohanim in pasak yadchet." You go and you kill the kohanim. Doeg is more than happy to fulfill this, as he goes and he kills 85 kohanim, who are described as nosei ephod bad. These are the highest, most spiritual people. They are serving before Hashem, and not only that, but Doeg does lefnim yishurat hadin here, pasuk yitzet ve'et nov ira konim hikal lefi charev me'ish v'ad yisha me'olil v'ad yonik v'shor v'chamor v'sel lefi charev. He slaughters the entire city, women, children, animals. And the only person to escape is one son of Achimelech, whose name is Eviatar, and he runs to David for shelter. Pasuk chafalef ayaged Eviatar l'David ki harag Shaul et kohanei Hashem. David, of course, is distraught by this news, and Pasuk Chaf Bet, David says, Yadati bayom hahu ki sham doyeg ha'adomi. I knew on that day that Doeg is there, ki aged yagid l'Shaul, and that he's going to tell Shaul, Anochi saboti b'chol nefesh beit avicha. I have been a cause of what happened to everybody in your family. Shvaiti al tira, stay with me, don't be scared, because Asher yivakesh et nafshi, yivakesh et nafshecha, ki mishmeret ata imadi. Whoever's going to try to seek me out to kill me will also try to kill you, but you will be protected here with me. What has happened here is astounding. The notion that any human being, much less a great Talmud Chacham, who we know as the head of the Sanhedrin at the time of Shaul, could go and slaughter not just any people, but people who, when you look at them, you see the countenance of Hashem's light upon them, the Kohanim, who are the priests of Hashem. We're going to focus on two specific questions. First of all, how a brilliant Talmud Chacham can commit such an atrocity. And secondly, what could his motivation possibly have been? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Vav, grapples with these questions. while it is definitely worthwhile for anybody learning this parak to learn the entire daf, we're going to focus on a couple of points. We see that even Hashem was astounded by the hypocrisy. Hashem says, Doeg, what are you going to do when you get to the part of the Torah that says you're not allowed to murder, you're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara? Hashem is asking, you're learning Torah. What does this Torah do for you? How are you going to grapple with these moral issues and the moral conflict here? And Rav Ami tells us that all of Doeg's Torah was misafa v'lachutz, was from his mouth outward, meaning he would learn the Torah and he would expound upon the Torah verbally, but none of it ever penetrated inward. Hashem himself, according to the Gemara, is concerned with the outcome of Doeg when he sees the quality or the specific method in which he learns Torah. Doeg's name is spelled exactly like that, Doeg, until a certain point in the parak, after which the name is written Doeg. And the Gemara tells us that Hashem was Doeg. He was very worried and concerned what might happen with Doeg until he finally commits this atrocity, at which point Hashem says Vai, kind of like Oive, and that Oive becomes integrated into Doeg's name. The Gemara tells us that Doeg was able to learn 300 halachot from a complicated sugya, Migdal Poreach Ba'avir, and that he and Achitofel were able to derive 400 halachot. He and Achitofel did not actually live at the same time, but that they were able to derive 400 halachot from this sugya, and yet we never learn halacha from them. The Gemara concludes, because Sod Hashem Li Reyav, a person can learn a lot of Torah, but the actual truth of Hashem is revealed only to those who fear Him. And Doeg did not fear Hashem. And in another discussion contrasting two different generations, one generation who knew far more than another, we learn that in the generation that knew less, whenever they would daven to Hashem in the time of drought, they were answered immediately. And from there, the Gemara concludes, Rachmana li babai, what Hashem wants is the heart. So here we see that even though Doeg was the head of the Sanhedrin, a brilliant Torah scholar, he did not have Yirat Hashem. His Torah was external to him, and his heart was certainly not in it. Regarding the question of what Doeg's own personal motivation could have possibly been, I did not see anything in the Mefarshim, but there are some Midrashim that point us in a certain direction. At the end of Perek Yud Zayin, where David killed Goliath, when Shaul is asking who David is, Rashi quoted the Medrash that tells us that Doeg came forth and said, before you ask if he comes from a family that will lead to royalty, ask him who ra'oi lavo b'kal Hashem, if he is even allowed to be a part of Am Yisrael, since he is the descendant of a Moabite. Then there is a Gemara Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin that has a conversation going on where David clarifies for people the halacha, a halacha about the lechem hapanim, at which point Doeg says, who is this person who decides halacha in my presence? They tell him that it's David, at which point Doeg goes and advises Shaul to get rid of Nov. Also, when Doeg is initially suggesting David as a candidate to be the musician for Shaul, and he enumerates his positive traits, we're told that he does it in such a way to evoke jealousy from Shaul. It seems that that Doeg is jealous of David, his outstanding traits, that Hashem is with him, his abilities as a Talmud Chacham. His jealousy of David is clear. What's unclear is what he has against these Kohanim. So perhaps for somebody who's called Doeg, who's worried, who sees other people who are spiritually great or great in Torah as a threat to him, perhaps he has the most to lose from Kohanim. After all, if Doeg is a brilliant Talmud Chacham, at some point he can outdo anyone else who would be a match for him in that realm. However, a Kohen's spiritual greatness is his birthright. There is nothing you can do, there is nothing he can do to outdo the spiritual role of a Kohen as it is his birthright. Perhaps for someone who is jealous of anybody who might be a match for him in terms of being a greater authority in the realms of Torah and the spiritual, a Kohen is the greatest threat to Doeg. In any event, there are many people who take part in the responsibility for this occurring. Doeg, Shaul, David himself confesses his feelings of being responsible when he spoke in Doeg's presence. And the Gemara also tells us that had Yonatan given Tzedek, given food to David when they departed, then David would never have even had to stop there and ask for food. So there are many people who take part in having some responsibility for this great tragedy. Thank you for learning together. Li'iloi nishmat Malka Esther, Batzvi Yosef.